The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.
All right, happy Tuesday, 102.9 The Wolf. Country hits from then and now. And these Facebook fights, again, just a reminder to take it easy on each other. People can get a little cranky behind a keyboard, as we're finding out. And where are we headed for this Facebook fight, Mandy?
The St. Michael Albertville community page.
And what are they scuffling about today?
Whose responsibility it is to shovel around your mailbox?
That is a thing this year I've seen, especially. Who's going to play whom?
Well, just a reminder, the names in the fight have been changed to protect the guilty. I'm going to be Michelle. PT, I'll have you play April.
Okay, April.
Greg will have you be Andy.
Hello, I'm Andy.
And Fish is joining us this morning. Fish, I'll have you be Marie.
Hi, I'm Marie.
12-pack for the Wolfpack and Fish with more stars and guitars tickets as soon as 9:09 this morning. We'll have another pair at 8:09.
All right, ring the bell. Michelle. Snow surrounding mailboxes and impeding delivery. Who is responsible? This is not a situation where I can pull out a shovel and get the job done. I live in association and have left several messages, but no callback. I'm so tired of not getting my mail, but I don't blame the postal worker one bit. Thoughts? Thanks in advance.
April.
Technically, it's the homeowner's responsibility.
Yeah, I figured it might be, but how unfair. I don't have that kind of equipment. I pay $220 a month to the association. I think they should handle it.
Andy. Hey guys, mail carrier here and a resident of St. Michael. I deliver to 750 mailboxes a day. A vast majority of our responsible customers go out every snowfall and clear their mailboxes. The rest of you that do not are the ones who always whine that now there's too much snow and they can't do it. There's no excuse to not have your mailbox shoveled and clean. Stop being lazy or move into an apartment.
Andy, I agree.
Man, it's going to hurt my voice doing that much.
Andy, I agree. I love the attitude. Stop the complaining and get off your ass and solve the problem.
Oh, wow. I thought that I was pretty clear that I don't blame the mail carrier. And I think that there is no excuse for you to go on my thread and spread your nasty rant when I asked for community advice and input. Take your rude self elsewhere.
Excuse me? You're the one making this a bigger issue now. Knock it off.
It seems like you're the one with the axe to grind. I was trying to help our postal workers.
Good Lord with you two. Just stop it.
Michelle, we're pretty sure you're the one who started the argument. We've all been trying to end it. I'm out. Bye, Felicia.
Marie, all of you need to just stop. You're starting to sound like Albertville.
What does Albertville sound like?
I don't know, but people in St. Michael seem to know.
All right, there it is. St. Michael, thank you for getting us those Facebook fights, too. You can always message us on Facebook at 1029 The Wolf, or
you can email me, Mandy, at 1029thewolf.com.
Okay, you are excited about our next topic, Mandy.
Couples arguing over food. The biggest fights that we have with our significant other over the thing we love the most, food. Find out what they are next on 102.9 The Wolf.
You're waking up with The Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.